This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Monday afternoon, but hey, remember, this week is going to fly. This week's going to fly by. It's going to be Friday before you know it. Pope Leo apparently is being honored by Gen Z. There's a lot of Gen Z appeal at some kind of a big youth thing going on in Rome. It's being described as Catholic Woodstock. And Pope Leo is, attracting a lot of young people who are celebrating him. And, you know, we'll have to see what kind of pope he turns out to be. I'm optimistic that he's not going to be some, you know, stick-in-the-mud pope who is so traditional that he adheres to some of the traditions of the Catholic Church that maybe should be updated. In fact, if Jesus was here today, he would update some of those things that were written about him a long time ago. All right. Really kind of sad in the news. I've heard this over the weekend, and we've been talking about it a little bit today. Lonnie Anderson from the TV series WKRP in Cincinnati has passed away. And I remember watching this show. Of course, you know, this was in the late 70s. It ran from 78 to 82. And, you know, it was a rather realistic view of radio, even though they only had two disc jockeys for a station that ran 24 hours a day. You know, the guy who played, Irv? Frank Bonner was the actor. The guy who played, was it Irv? The salesman. Anyway, the salesman guy, there's a guy like that at every station I've ever worked for. There's a guy just like that. There's a person like Jennifer who works at radio stations. There's somebody like that who works at almost every radio station. There's a guy like Dr. Johnny Fever who works at radio stations. And there's somebody like Bailey, played by Jan Smithers. Somebody like that who works at radio stations. So, you know, it was a rather realistic view of radio stations. And then there's a Mr. Carlson. And for family-run radio stations like this one was, there's a Mrs. Carlson as well. So anyway, Lonnie Anderson has passed away. She had a long illness and had been suffering for a while. So I hope she's in a better place. She played the station's receptionist, but she seemed to make more money than anybody at the station. And she was just this hot, very buxom blonde who wore stripper shoes to work every day and had really nice clothing. And anyway, I never really, I don't know, she just wasn't my type. She wasn't my type. Oh, and by the way, there was a, oh my God, what was the name of the newsman? Herb, was it Herb, the newsman? This was before Ian's time, so I can't ask Ian. The name, Les Nessman, that was his name. There's a Les Nessman at radio stations everywhere as well. All right, so anyway, they were trying to make a comeback. They didn't have ratings, and the whole show was about trying to do things to make the station come back. But Lonnie Anderson. She played in other things, but best known for her role as Jennifer in the sitcom WKRP in Cincinnati. And this hour, I've got a list of the top 10 best sitcom ensembles of all time. The top 10 best sitcom casts. Because it's all the cast members working together that makes a sitcom great. Well, I've got a list from a website of the top 10, and I don't agree with the top 10 list. We're going to talk about that this hour. Also, we've been talking about Stevie Nicks. She injured her shoulder, fractured her shoulder, so her tour has been postponed, and she's going to return to tour Wednesday, October 1st in Portland, Oregon. I wonder if I would be there at that time. I don't know. Maybe so. Anyway, I love Stevie Nicks, but in Parade magazine, they describe Stevie Nicks as the undisputed queen of rock and roll. And I got to disagree with that. I don't think she's the undisputed queen of rock and roll. Deborah Harry of Blondie, that name came up. I brought up the name Joan Jett. Is there anybody else who belongs on that list? Who do you think is the queen of rock and roll? We'll get to some of your texts. If you want to call us or text us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Trump is not welcome here. That is the message from the stadium in St. Louis. There was a soccer match going on, and there was a guy who was kicked out of the soccer match after he was spotted wearing a MAGA hat. And I was at Disney a couple of days ago just for one day. And we were talking earlier about how, you know, Disney a few years ago banned MAGA hats. And I'm assuming that they banned all political hats and T-shirts, and they should. Why do you have to bring politics into this? You know, during the news break, I posted a video on Scoot on the Air Substack. I hope you would join me there. A lot of good information there. It's a slightly different audience than, say, Facebook or Instagram. And you can join me there and comment on it there. But I just did a video about why do you have to define yourself when you go on vacation? You have to define yourself in political terms. And it seems it's kind of sad to me that people feel the need to promote their politics, their political views, and who they support politically when they go on vacation. I saw it on St. George Street in downtown St. Augustine the other day as well. And I just don't understand why people need to do this. It seems like it's exposing a rather shallow side of a person. You know, lack of character, lack of anything other than your political stance. You support Donald Trump. That's what defines you. That's what you want everybody to know about you. I don't think that's appropriate for vacation. You can't just go on vacation and leave all that behind. You can love Trump. You can support Trump. But can't you just go on vacation and leave that behind? All right. If you want to join us, Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line 504-260-1870. Also, the senior legal analyst and former federal prosecutor, Ellie Honig, for CNN, is wondering why the Trump administration decided to transfer Ghislaine Maxwell to a minimum security prison in Texas, a low security camp in Texas. Now, you know, they met with her recently about the Epstein files. She's Epstein's accomplice. Why would they move her to a lower security camp, a place where she's, you know, more free to serve out her term? Why would they do that? Maybe to make sure that she doesn't mention Donald Trump's name? I mean, is that possible? Hell yeah, it's possible. I mean, they would do whatever they could to make sure that she doesn't mention Donald Trump's name. And well, if the name is there, of course, you know, we don't know for sure, but there seems to be a lot of evidence that maybe the name is there. All right. Let's go to Jerry. Jerry, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hi, Scoot. Yeah.
Hey, Jerry.
How you doing? Yeah, I would have to put I'm a musician. I play in a band. I would have to put Linda Ronstadt way up there.
Linda Ronstadt, you know, she did a lot. I think my only criticism of Linda Ronstadt is that she did a lot of covers. I mean, she did a lot of cover songs from the Stones to Buddy Holly. But you know,
I think she'd be with the 1 through 10, don't you think?
I'm sorry, what?
I think she'd be through 1 through 10 in the top 10.
Well, I could put her in the top 10. Yeah, I agree with that. But do you think that it's a little bit of a stretch to call Stevie Nicks the undisputed queen of rock and roll?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I would put Heart over there, but you know.
All right, Jerry.
That's just me, but I just love Linda Ronstadt.
I appreciate the call. If you have a comment, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, let's go to Ian Hoke with some of your text messages.
Yeah, a lot of people are chiming in here. I'm getting just a couple names I'll rattle out. Joan Jett, Lita Ford, Janis Joplin, Pat Benatar. Got a number of people saying Tina Turner. Oh, yeah, these are everyone's telling you about Herb Tarlick. Yeah.
Tarlick, that was the guy's name, Herb Tarlick. Let me tell you, there's a guy like that at every radio station, and he dresses like that, like Herb Tarlick would dress, and there's a Les Nessman at every station. I'm telling you, that show was, in terms of the personality types, that show was rather realistic.
Lita Ford has a song called The Mask, which we played a lot during the pandemic, if I recall, when we were looking
for
mask-themed songs.
Yeah, we did.
Well, let's take a listen. It's been a minute.
Been a while. Oh, we had a lot of mask songs, stay-home songs.
Fugee. Yeah, it's still on your Spotify, actually. Scoots. Let's see what's on that. I haven't looked at that playlist in a long time. Scoots,
we had a COVID playlist.
Jams.
Scoots, stay-at-home jams.
Let's wait for Lita Ford to get to the point of Scoots.
Ford, she was a rocker.
Well, I guess we'll find that playlist anyway. Yeah, come on, Lita, get to the point. I'm going to skip forward. It's not going to sound great, but we're going to
find it. Let's go ahead and do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we missed it. Let's go back just a little bit. Yeah.
That's it.
We played that a lot. Okay. Here's a text that says, Melissa Etheridge is definitely the queen of rock and roll.
You know what? She's more so, I don't know. I think more so, I don't know. I mean, Stevie Nicks had more hits. Stevie Nicks is a great songwriter. So is Melissa Etheridge. I mean, I think her name can be up there. But it's really kind of hard to figure out who is the queen of rock and roll. I think maybe the name that I like most is Tina Turner.
I think we could probably get to a consensus on Tina Turner. I think there's a lot of names in here that would be good candidates, but might not have widespread agreement, but who would say no? It couldn't be Tina Turner.
That's right. No, and I think that's what would lead her to be in that position.
I'll leave you with this one. Oh no, there's actually two things I wanted to call your attention here. Here's a text that says, "Did y'all talk about the radio station in Gulfport, Mississippi? A car ran into the building and killed the receptionist and injured three others."
No,
I read about this. This person texted in and said, "WLOX." Wow. It was Kicker 108, the Gorilla, and Coast 102. Yeah, there's an employee that was killed when a BMW sped into the building after running a red light.
How sad.
And three others injured, including the driver of the vehicle.
Wow, my thoughts and prayers are with those who died and everybody at that station. I mean, I'm familiar with WLOX.
Yeah.
And those other stations as well that are part of that company. That's really sad. No, I didn't hear about that.
And I'll leave you with this one about Ghislaine Maxwell. This text says, if you read that paper, they explained that her attorney has been trying to get her moved to another prison because he said the sanitation and the jail is in deplorable conditions. And he was just trying to get her out to a better one. And that's why she's probably now at a low level jail. And also probably because she did give them this information, no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm sure there was a deal made there somewhere.
Yeah.
All right. So there's a website. The website is Kalinda. Collider.
Collider?
Collider. Collider.com.
Collider.
It's an entertainment-oriented website. I'd never heard of it until now. But I found a story on the website, the top 10 best sitcom ensembles of all time. 30 Rock, Schitt's Creek, Veep, Parks and Recreation, The Office was number 6. I'm reading these in ascending order. they basically say in this article that nobody can argue with the sitcom that had the best sitcom ensemble, the best cast of all. And I totally disagree with it. I'm going to tell you what it is in just a few minutes. But what are the sitcoms that you think had just the best ensemble, the best cast members that just really brought the show and made it what it was? Because without the cast members, you know, and the chemistry of the cast members, it's not a show. So what are some of the best sitcoms? And I think you're going to disagree with me, but I don't want to tell you now, but I want to tell you in a few minutes what the number one sitcom is with the best cast, according to this website. I totally disagree with it. It was a good ensemble. It was a good cast, but it wasn't number one, in my opinion. So we'll talk about that in just a moment. Also, here's what I want to do. Let's do a real instant text off, just a quickie text off right now. Now, you know, they say, or they ask the question, it's often asked from Gilligan's Island, Ginger or Marianne, which would you prefer to be with, Ginger or Marianne? I've always wanted to do a text off, or I've always wanted to get the opinion of an audience when it comes to WKRP in Cincinnati. Jennifer or Bailey? Lonnie Anderson or Jan Smithers? Jennifer, the character, or Bailey, the promotions director for the station? Jennifer or Bailey? Just text Jennifer or Bailey, whichever you think was the best. Who would you rather be with, Jennifer or Bailey? Text it to the Oakenheart text line, 504-260-1870. And just write Jennifer or Bailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y. Jennifer or Bailey, and we'll have the results coming up right after the news. All right. Also on this list at number five is Friends. Friends had a great cast. They had a great ensemble. So I can see Friends being number five. I don't have a problem with that. Number four was Arrested Development. Now, I know a little bit about the show. I heard it was great. I didn't watch it, so I can't really comment on that. Do you think Arrested Development really deserves to be up there at number four? And what is a sitcom that, in your opinion, had just a really great cast that just made it a great show? The Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot, and you're listening to
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
WWL. According to Collider.com, the website, it's an entertainment-oriented website. Oh, Collider website. Never heard of it. Anyway, they came up with a list of the top 10 best sitcom ensembles, and Golden Girls was number one. Now, look, they had a great cast. It's a funny show. It's all about sex. It's a funny show, but I don't think they're number one. I don't think they should be number one. Number two was the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Okay, I can see that being number two. Number three was Cheers. But a lot of shows haven't been mentioned. Hey, let me give you the results of the Insta text-off that we just had here. You know, in the vein of Ginger or Marianne, we did Jennifer or Bailey, two of the characters from WKRP in Cincinnati. Bailey was the big winner by far. Bailey was a big one. I would pick Bailey over Jennifer. I mean, God rest her soul. Lonnie Anderson passed away. She did a great part. She did a great role. She did a great job of playing that part of the kind of sophisticated yet somehow promiscuous, trashy girl in the office. And again, I'm telling you, there are people like that in every radio station I've ever worked for. But I would pick Bailey. But Jennifer, Lonnie Anderson has passed away, so that kind of inspired us to talk a little bit about WKRP in Cincinnati. I mean, they had a good ensemble. So let's very quickly go over the top 10. Number 10, 30 Rock. Number 9, Schitt's Creek. Number 8, Veep. Number 7, Parks and Recreation. Number 6, Office. Those are two good shows. Number 5, Friends. Great ensemble there. Number 4, Arrested Development. Didn't watch it, but I've heard a lot of great things about it. Number 3, Cheers. They had a great cast. Number 2, Mary Tyler Moore Show. And the Golden Girls, number 1. You know, I just don't see the Golden Girls as number 1. I mean, where's Seinfeld? Where's Seinfeld in all of this? Seinfeld had a great cast, and the characters were well-defined. They really worked well together. Ian, do we have any text on this?
Sorry, I was just cutting some of my
butt. Sorry, do we have any text on this?
On Seinfeld?
No, on the best, ensemble.
Ensembles? Yeah, I mean, here's a text that says, if Seinfeld isn't number one, that survey is suspect at best.
I agree.
Cheers and Bob Newhart, both of his shows, and MASH all had great ensemble cast.
That's right, yeah.
Schitt's Creek got me through COVID. In fact, it's time to watch it again. That from Cindy. Yeah, Schitt's Creek's probably worth a rewatch at this point.
Yeah, you know, I didn't get into it. I heard unbelievable things about it. Every promo that I ever saw from the show seemed like it was really funny, but I just didn't get into it. But I'm sure they had a great ensemble as well. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I would agree with the Bob Newhart show having a great ensemble, a great cast. That was a really good show. Married with Children, while I thought it was a good cast and a good show, I wouldn't put it in the top 10, but I know a lot of people would think that deserves to be in the top 10. What's another show? What's another sitcom that we haven't mentioned that deserves to be in the top 10 of the best sitcom casts or ensembles? Because it really is the whole, it's not even the main character, it's the whole cast that makes the show. And I would agree that Seinfeld should be number one on the list. All right, if you've got a comment, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. That show, Seinfeld, Yeah, you're that guy that plays on TV. That was the Bubble Boy episode where they stopped off at the diner. Yeah, Steinfeld, you're the one that plays on the TV. All right, I've Scoot. We'll be right back, and you're listening to WW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
WL Radio. What about Frasier? What a cast they had on Frasier. Just really a brilliantly, brilliantly written show with a great cast. We're talking about the TV shows that deserve to be in the top 10 when it comes to the best cast members that all came together to make it a great show. Before we get back to more, I want to mention that I met a lot of our listeners over the weekend. I got back late Friday night. Satchmo Fest was this weekend. Didn't make it there. But Saturday night, I made it to White Linen Night in the Warehouse District and then went to the Rabbit Hole. I'm telling you, the Rabbit Hole is a place for, generally speaking, younger people, although I was there. But I was amazed at the number of people at the Rabbit Hole who came up to me, who listened to the show on a regular basis. Man, I thank all of you I met. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for saying hi. I'm envisioning your faces because when I meet you, I always put a face with the audience. During White Linen Night, stepped into True Food to get a little bite and a beverage and met Allison. She was there with her husband, I guess, a group of people. And she says, I don't always agree with you, Scoot, but don't change. Keep doing the show the way you're doing it. And I told her that, you know, even if we disagree, my goal is to make the show entertaining. And she said, well, you do that. That's why I don't want you to change anything, but I don't always agree with you. So that was cool. But I was surprised that so many people who listened to the show were at the rabbit hole. And it just goes to show you how young and diverse our audience is. So listen, I love all of you. All right, let's go to Ian with a couple of more text messages about...
Yeah, here's the text. It says, yeah, Frasier had a great cast. The dad and his little dog were great.
Yeah, the dad was awesome. You know, I loved about Frasier was just how they assumed that Frasier and Niles were gay, and they wrote so many things around the idea that these guys in the show were straight, but everybody perceived them as being gay. Something that I would know nothing about.
Here's a text that says Sanford and Son and All in the Family, the perfect two sitcoms for the 70s. Every time I see a classic. Every time I see an episode from those two classics, I think of my dad. God rest his soul.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Archie Bunker was like a lot of dads. And so was Fred Sanford. They were like a lot of people's dads. Yeah. Those were two shows with great ensembles.
Just a few sitcoms with great casts. Living Single, The Cosby Show, A Different World, Family Matters, The Jeffersons, All in the Family. And my all-time favorite, Sanford and Son. That's from DR in Belchase.
Cool. Yeah, there were many, but I got a real hard time with thinking the Golden Girls, as good as it was, I just don't put them at number one.
Here's the text that says, they got out of order. Uh-oh, one moment here. Cheers, Golden Girls, Friends, Seinfeld. They're forgetting about Esther and Fred Sanford. Yeah, I know the entire cast for Sanford and Son were pretty weak, but Esther and Fred had some great back and forth. I just love me some Fred Sanford. It brings me back to childhood. He was a lot like my dad in real life. He didn't like anybody, and he called you a big dummy every day. LOL.
You know, it's interesting how we did relate to the different characters, and we related to them as if they were people in our family. Very relatable. That's what makes a great show, a great sitcom, characters that you relate to.
Got a phone call a little while ago, and now getting lots of texts that mentioned Modern Family.
Modern Family, that is a great, for a more contemporary current show, Modern Family is excellent. I don't think they're still in production, but Modern Family was just amazing. I mean, I still love watching that show. I love the characters. I love the theme. I love the writing. You know, that's the key to shows. Also, it's really interesting how difficult and how few names have come up when we've talked about who is the queen of rock and roll. Linda Ronstadt, Lita Ford, Janis Joplin. Now, Janis Joplin, you know, she's no longer with us. Arguably, she was the queen of rock and roll. Tina Turner passed away recently. I can see where she would be the queen of rock and roll. But I just had a hard time with this article in Parade magazine saying that Stevie Nicks was the undisputed queen of rock and roll. I as much as I like Stevie Nicks, I don't think she deserves that title. Pat Benatar was another name that came up. But frankly, I was a little surprised that there were not more names mentioned. And when you think about it, it's kind of hard to think up too many names of somebody or different people who are deserving of being the queen of rock and roll. Also, on Scoot on the Air Facebook, I did a brief video while standing in line at the Tiana Bayou Adventure. You know, it's built on the foundation of Splash Mountain that was changed. And I think they had Song of the South there before. I may be mistaken, but there were some reasons that they wanted to change that. And so they based this new Bayou Adventure on the character Tiana from the Disney movie Princess and the Frog, which I've seen countless times with my grandkids. And, they did a really good job. They did an excellent job with it. And then you get, kind of get splashed at the end when you go down the mountain. You kind of go down this mountain, but it's supposed to be in the bayou. There are not many mountains in the bayou. So I guess you have to kind of suspend reality a little bit to totally appreciate it. But as hot as it was at Disney this past week, I was only there one day, but as hot as it was, it was really refreshing to be on that ride because you were inside, going through the dark tunnel area. You were inside and you were floating on water. So it just made you feel so refreshed. That I really did enjoy that. So I posted a video of some of that, some of the stuff that I saw on the inside, and the effects and everything they do is really is pretty cool. So that is also posted on Scoot on the Air Facebook. And I've been talking about this idea of I saw somebody on St. George Street in downtown San Antonio, downtown St. Augustine, who was wearing some kind of a right-wing Trump shirt. It had writing on it. I just read part of it to know what it was about and then just decided I'm not going to read the rest of this. Some of it was kind of going over the mountain of his gut. And, you know, it's like, why do you bring that to your vacation? And then, you know, MAGA hats, because people were wearing MAGA hats to Disney. MAGA hats were banned by Disney. And look, if Disney wants to do that, they can do that. Disney is like a country unto itself. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis challenged Disney, and Ron DeSantis lost. I mean, he went like a little puppy dog with his tail between his legs, kind of skimpering away from Disney. Disney won that battle big time. But, you know, DeSantis was just trying to be a jerk about it all and just tried to make a statement, and it fell short. So Disney can ban things if they want to ban things. And I think it's good to ban politically oriented clothing, hats and attire. You just don't need to bring that to your vacation. And you know, because one of the things that I loved about being off last week was that I just took a real vacation from dealing with hateful politics. And as you can tell from the show today, I've been talking about a lot of other things. I just didn't even want to get right back into that hateful mess, because it is a mess and it is hateful. And so I'm going to try to, you know, steer the show in this direction. I've tried before and get sucked back into the debate, but we'll see what happens this time, because I escaped politics for a while and really enjoyed it. Let them fight amongst themselves. You know, life is too short. Hey, they had a great cast with Happy Days too, didn't they? That was an amazing cast. One of the reasons the show was so successful. Although they did stay on the air way too long. I'm Scoot. We'll be back. This is WWL. All right, Sports Talk is coming up next. The Saints had a big scrimmage, 2.5 hours. I think a lot was revealed. I am so excited about this season. We'll talk about the Saints tomorrow afternoon. I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, assistant program director and brand manager, and senior producer of Scoot on the Air, Ian Hoke. Again, thanks to Ian and Coleman for sitting in while I was gone last week. Thanks to news anchor Chris Miller and Traffic with Courtney P today. As always, I thank all of you for being part of the show, and I loved meeting all of you over the weekend. All right, I'm Scoot. Have a great, great afternoon. Love you, New Orleans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.